This article is brought to you by the best-selling book See It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to project charisma without saying a word. Master body language signals that command attention and build trust instantly. In short, charisma is not charm you are born with. It is a set of physical signals that you can learn and apply with practice. Your posture, eye contact, and movement tell people who you are before you speak. The most powerful signals are the simplest ones: stillness, openness, and genuine attention. Charismatic body language is a skill, not a trait. You can build it step by step, starting today. Definition: body language is the system of physical signals, posture, gesture, facial expression, eye contact, and movement, through which people communicate meaning, emotion, and social status without words. It operates constantly, whether or not you're aware of it, and shapes how others perceive and respond to you. I once watched a senior manager walk into a board meeting and lose the room before he sat down. He was prepared. He knew the material cold, but he shuffled in with his shoulders rounded, eyes scanning the floor, and took a seat near the edge of the table like he was apologizing for being there. When he finally spoke, the words were good. Nobody heard them the same way they would have if his body language had told a different story first. That is the trouble with physical signals: they land before words do, and they linger long after words are forgotten. Learning to project charisma through body language is harder than it sounds, because the habits that undermine you feel invisible. You do not notice the way you fold your arms, glance away at the critical moment, or fill silence with small, nervous movements. Most people only see the effect they feel overlooked, unpersuasive, or underestimated. The cause is written in how they hold themselves. What follows is the process I have used and taught for decades to change that, for real, in real rooms, under real pressure. Why body language feels natural until you actually try to change it. Here is the truth of it: most of us have never consciously practiced how we stand. We move through life on autopilot, using the physical habits we developed in adolescence. When those habits served us in low-stakes situations, they go unchallenged for decades. Then someone tells you to be more present or command the room, and you have no idea what that actually means to your body. The other difficulty is that physical self-awareness under pressure is almost impossible without prior training. In a tense meeting or a high-stakes presentation, you are monitoring the content, the audience, the clock, and the politics. Your posture is the last thing on your mind. That is why the process below builds physical habits during practice, so they hold under pressure automatically. Understanding nonverbal communication in tense situations starts here with the baseline signals your body sends before the room even knows what you think. What you need in place before you begin. Two things must be true before this process works. First, you need to be able to see yourself, not metaphorically, literally. Record yourself on a phone for 3 minutes, just talk, standing up, as if addressing a small group. Watch it back with the sound off. What does your body say? Where does your weight go? What do your hands do? This is uncomfortable. Do it anyway. You cannot fix what you cannot see. Second, you need to accept that this takes repetition, not intention. Deciding to have better posture changes nothing. Practicing specific positions until they become default changes everything. Think of it the way you would think of any physical skill you do not learn to swim by reading about swimming. 6 steps to body language that projects real presence. Step 1. Ground your stance before you say anything. The first signal you send is how you occupy space. Stand with your feet roughly hip-width apart. Place your weight evenly across both feet. Resist the urge to shift from one leg to the other, cross your ankles, or lean against anything. This is called a grounded stance, and it reads to every person in the room as calm authority. The moment you shuffle, sway, or prop yourself against a wall, you signal discomfort. You may feel it as relaxed, the room reads it as uneasy. Practice this at home, standing still for 2 full minutes while you speak. It will feel strange at first. That strangeness is the old habit noticing it is being replaced. Step 2. Open your body towards the person who matters most. Closed body language, arms folded, body angled away, shoulders pulled inward, signals defensiveness even when you feel none. Open body language does the opposite. Drop your arms to your sides or rest them lightly in front of you. Square your shoulders to whoever you are addressing. Turn your torso, not just your head. These are small adjustments that carry enormous social weight. A concrete example, you are in a meeting where one person holds the real decision-making power. Every time that person speaks, turn your whole body toward them, not just your eyes, your torso. This physical commitment signals respect and engagement in a way that head nodding alone never does. For more on how physical attentiveness shapes group dynamics, see how to ensure every participant gets heard. Step 3. Make eye contact that connects rather than stares. Most people either avoid eye contact or hold it so intensely they make the other person flinch. Neither works. The method that does hold eye contact for 3 to 5 seconds, then let your gaze move naturally. When you are making a point, return to direct eye contact at the moment the point lands. This rhythm feels engaged, not aggressive. In a group, move your eye contact around the room, but never so quickly it becomes scanning. Spend real time with each person. If you are addressing someone and your eyes drift to the ceiling or the floor, the connection breaks and so does your credibility. Step 4. Use gestures that match your words. Gestures add emphasis when they are aligned with what you are saying. They subtract it when they are not. Nervous gestures, touching your face, fidgeting with a pen, clasping and unclasping your hands, pull focus from your words and broadcast anxiety. Intentional gestures, used sparingly and deliberately, reinforce your meaning and signal that you're in command of what you're communicating. Practice this: deliver a key point with one clean gesture, then let your hands return to a resting position. A palm down gesture slows and steadies a room. A palm up gesture invites response. Both are simple. Both work. The rule is always the same: gesture with purpose, then stop. Step 5. Master the power of stillness. This is the step most people skip, and it is the one that separates someone with good body language from someone with magnetic presence. Stillness, in a world of constant fidgeting, reads as strength. When you are still, you look like someone who is not afraid of silence. You look like someone who is thinking, not reacting. Practice this deliberately. Sit without adjusting for 3 minutes. Stand without shifting for 2. It will feel unnatural. Do it anyway. Over time, stillness becomes your default state. And that stillness is what people will remember about you long after they have forgotten what you said. You can see this principle in action in meeting facilitation skills for managers. The most effective facilitators really move without intention. Step 6. Mirror subtly to signal genuine connection. Mirroring is the unconscious process by which people in rapport begin to reflect each other's posture and gesture. You can use it deliberately, with care. When someone leans forward slightly, you lean forward. When they slow their speech and their body settles, yours does the same. The key word is subtly. A 3 to 5 second lag between their movement and your reflection keeps it from becoming mimicry. When done well, mirroring deepens connection without a word. It tells the other person, at a level they may not consciously register, that you're with them. Pair this with open body language and genuine eye contact, and you have the physical foundation of charisma. This same principle matters when you are working to de-escalate arguments during meetings. Matching someone's energy downward is far more effective than verbal appeals to calm down. Adapting these signals for remote and hybrid settings. Video calls flatten body language, but they do not eliminate it. Your face fills the frame in a way it never does in a room, which means facial expression becomes your primary tool. Microexpressions, the small tightening around your eyes when something interests you, the slight forward movement of your head when someone says something important, carry the weight that full body posture carries in person. Position your camera at eye level, never looking down at a laptop screen below you. Looking down into a camera broadcasts disinterest and low status, regardless of what you say. Sit upright, with enough distance from the lens that your shoulders are visible. That shoulder framing matters. It gives the other person something to read. Keep your background uncluttered. Every visual element your camera picks up is either supporting your presence or diluting it. For remote teams, body language also shapes the role of communication in meeting success. The physical signals you send through a screen still determine whether people trust what you're saying. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where people go wrong when they try this. These are the mistakes I see most often. I have made most of them myself. The mistake: performing confidence rather than practicing it. Why it happens: people read about open posture and try to hold it consciously during a real meeting, which creates visible effort and reads as awkward. What to do instead? Practice in low-stakes settings, one-on-one conversations, phone calls, where you stand rather than sit, daily moments, where you consciously hold a grounded stance until it becomes automatic. The mistake: overusing gestures to appear enthusiastic. Why it happens: someone tells you to be more expressive, so you use your hands constantly. What to do instead? Use fewer gestures, not more. One clean, deliberate gesture lands harder than 10 anxious ones. Practice returning your hands to a neutral position after each gesture. The mistake: holding eye contact in a fixed stare. Why it happens: you have been told eye contact matters, so you push past comfort into intensity. What to do instead? Use the 3-5 second rhythm. Let your gaze move naturally between points, then return for emphasis, softening your eyes slightly, not squinting, just releasing the muscles around the eyes. Prevent staring from tipping into aggression. The mistake: shrinking in high conflict moments. Why it happens: when challenged, the body instinctively closes shoulders round, weight shifts back, arms cross. What to do instead? Train a counter response. When tension rises, deliberately open your posture and slow your movement. It signals composure. It is also far more effective than any verbal strategy when you need to handle conflict during meetings or deal with dominant voices in a discussion. Your pre-meeting body language check. Run through this before any meeting that matters. It takes 4-5 seconds. Number 1. Feet: both flat on the floor, hip width apart, weight even, no crossing or shifting. Number 2. Spine: upright, not rigid. Imagine a thread pulling gently from the crown of your head. Number 3. Shoulders: rolled back and down, not forced back, just released from the ears. Number 4. Arms: open and relaxed, not folded, not gripping anything unnecessarily. Number 5. Face: jaw unclenched, eyes alert, a small, neutral softness around the mouth, not a forced smile, just the absence of tension. Number 6. Breath: take one slow breath in through your nose. Let it out fully. This drops your shoulders, steadies your voice, and grounds your body in about 4 seconds. Number 7. Movement: commit to moving with intention throughout the meeting. Slow down any gesture or shift before it happens. Ask yourself, is this movement purposeful? Carry this checklist into your next few meetings. After a few weeks, you will not need it. The habits will be yours. The quiet thing that changes everything. There is a moment I keep coming back to after 6 decades of watching people communicate. It is the moment someone walks into a room and everything settles. Not because they speak, because of how they arrive. Their feet are planted, their eyes are open and steady. Their body says, I am here, I am not afraid, and I have something worth your time. That is what charismatic body language actually is. Not performance, not technique for its own sake. It is the physical expression of someone who has done the work, trusts themselves, and is genuinely present with the people in front of them. Learning to project charisma through your body is not about looking impressive. It is about becoming the kind of person others feel safe with and drawn toward, and practicing the physical signals that communicate that truth before you ever open your mouth. Frequently asked questions: what is Project Charisma body language? Projecting charisma through body language means using physical signals, posture, eye contact, stillness, and gesture to convey confidence and warmth before you speak. It is the deliberate practice of shaping how others perceive you through the way you carry and hold yourself. How do you project charisma with your body language? Start with a grounded, open stance. Hold steady eye contact. Move with intention rather than nervous energy. Match your gestures to what you are saying. Each signal reinforces the others, and together they create the impression of someone who is calm, capable, and worth listening to. Why does body language matter more than words for charisma? People form impressions within seconds, long before your words land. Your posture, facial expression, and the way you move tell others whether you're confident or anxious, open or closed. Body language sets the emotional tone that your words then either confirm or contradict. What body language signals make you look more confident? An open, upright posture, deliberate and unhurried movement, steady eye contact held for 3 to 5 seconds at a time, and a relaxed facial expression all read as confidence. Stillness, especially powerful nervous energy in the hands and feet, undermines every other signal you send. Can body language be learned, or is charisma natural? Charisma can absolutely be learned. The physical signals that create presence, posture, eye contact, gesture, stillness, are all practiced skills. Natural charisma is simply practiced charisma that has become automatic. Anyone who's willing to observe and rehearse can develop it. How do I use body language in meetings to project confidence? Arrive early and take a seat that gives you sight lines to the room. Sit upright with both feet on the floor. When someone speaks to you, turn your whole body towards them, not just your head. Resist the urge to check your phone. Stillness and attentiveness signal far more authority than any words you add. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.